Welcome back to the
I don't
Hoops
like it in here.
HD. Something is going on below me here on the screen. I'm kind of scared.
I don't like it in here. My God. It's bad enough you've got me in the bunker. I think Jason Voorhees is at John Stalica's house.
I thought Columbus was playing at the Horseshoe tonight. Oh, it's a
God, could you
hockey
imagine?
game.
Could you imagine how upset he would have been had Xavier had lost? Good
Welcome
grief.
to Championship Week Hockey Notebook. Oh, welcome to Championship Week Video Notebook. This is day zero, our pre-podcast. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. We've got David Griggs and David Dorman to my sides, Jason Voorhees, aka John Slica, and just jumping in right now, Rocco Miller from Bracketeer.org as well. Coming to us remotely, I think,
Chad,
also.
Chad.
Yes.
Why is it every year I get locked in this stupid bunker?
Well, I want to start before we even get to that, Griggs, by just welcoming everybody to the Hoops HD Championship Week Video
Oh
Notebook.
yeah. Yeah, the art department. Yeah, we've partnered with the College Basketball Art and Sciences Society, and they've created some amazing brackets, graphics for us.
What we are going to be doing on these shows every night from now until the last Saturday is we're going to start some of these shows with news and notes. We're not going to start that until probably Tuesday night after we finish our last Hoops HD report. Then we're going to review any games that are played today. That day, we're going to preview games coming up the next night. We're going to update our survival board. We're going to have a little bit of fun. Got a lot to do here, although not too much tonight. But as Griggs already hinted at, our first order of business every year in Championship Week is the following.
TV is
Griggs
broken
is
again.
locked in the Hoops HD puppet bunker. We gave you a TV this year. You should be happy.
It's broken. Chad, could I at least get a mattress in here?
It's already locked, Griggs. How are we going to get anything in?
You could unlock it. Just a crazy idea. I mean, I mean, far be it from me to like offer any, wild suggestions.
Sorry. We'll try to get you out at some point, maybe. But since we have no news and notes tonight, since we have no games to review, we're going to right to previewing tomorrow night's games. How's that, guys?
Sounds
Yes?
good.
No? Maybe? Oh, all right. We
It'd be
got Rocco
better if
with
I
us as
wasn't
well.
in here.
And tomorrow is opening round day in the A-Sun. You can find this in all the brackets up there on the website. And what a day we have. We have the 9-10 game between Stetson and Central Arkansas. That game will be played in Nashville at Lipscomb's campus. And we have the 7-8 game between Austin Peay and North Florida that will be played in North Alabama at their campus. Let's go one game at a time here because we got like plenty of time for these games. And Rocco, let me start you off with maybe the top game on this. Stetson Central Arkansas. Anything you're looking forward to in that game?
Yeah, well, I think for the Bears just to get into the tournament, it was a fun ride. They were pretty buried all year long and really a lack of talent. But John Schulman's in his first year. That program's been down for a long time, and they've had something to rally around. They got that big win over West Georgia, an upset win over North Florida the week before that. And I feel like they're just happy to be in this. And I think that's half the battle when you're in their situation. They're also getting a trip to Nashville out of it. How fun is that? They get to go back to Nashville. They were just there on Wednesday. So I like the Central Arkansas upside just based on psychology. Stetson's been a team. I covered them in the Daytona Beach tournament. They lost all of those games. They lost a lot of games, Chad. They started conference play very hot. They were 5-3 at one point. But since that time, they went 1-9. And they did get a 2-point win over Bellarmine at the very end for their only win. But I just think all of the signs, the momentum, and the absolute want to play another game on Monday points to the Bears.
Oh, really? I personally was going to go the other way because I know Central Arkansas about a month ago or so lost their top scorer, Lane Taylor, but
Right.
I assume he's not going
They
to be
rallied
playing.
without
But
him.
they did rally without him. Dorman, how
Yeah,
about you? What? Go
he
ahead,
just
Rocco.
had
I'm sorry.
surgery. He just had surgery, and he's questionable to even start next season.
Wow.
Dorman, what about you? What do you think about the Stetson Central Arkansas game?
I am at a wedding, so I hope the volume is
Yes.
okay.
Yes.
I'm going with Stetson for some of the reasons Rocco said, but I'm on the other side of the psychology end of it. I think Stetson actually is playing a little better at this particular time. I think Stetson goes in with a little more confidence. I like Stetson to take this one tomorrow night.
Let's take a look at the other game here. Sleeka, let me bring you in. We got Austin Peay in North Florida in, I want to say it's a
Wait,
late game. They're
Thorman's at a
both.
wedding?
Yeah, Thorman is at a
Thorman,
wedding.
yes, sir.
We're trying to get some wedding
Oh, this
guests to
is
comment
awesome.
on the Stetson Central Arkansas game.
We're trying to see if the bartender
<You
knows anything about the A sun. He said the sun and the moon so far, so we're not doing well.
Oh, it doesn't matter if they know anything or not. Just ask them what they think of it. Like, just ask them to pick one.
He said, "What about the B moon?" I said, "No, A sun." He keeps saying B moon. I don't know.
That's what you get if you win this tournament, the B Moon Trophy.
Folks, this is only day one of 15 shows we've got coming to you. Sleeka, how about the Austin Peay North Florida game?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank Dorman's French for getting married tonight as opposed to the following couple of weeks once we get into the heart of championship week.
They wouldn't have. They wouldn't have seen me, Stalika. They wouldn't have seen me.
Yeah, I think Austin Peay and North Florida should both be thankful that a team like Bellarmine did not qualify for the A Sun, seeing as how they suddenly got a little bit hot during the end. But if we're looking at this matchup right here, Austin Peay, they showed us something early in the year when they won at Butler, but then they've basically gone into sleep mode here. I could probably see North Florida pulling off a mild stunner in this one.
Yeah, and Rocco, maybe you have some information here on this. Cy Witt, who is one of Austin Peay's best players, he hasn't played the last didn't play the last few games, and I couldn't figure out if it was an injury or not. But if he's still not in there, I'm kind of with Sleek on North Florida.
Yeah, Austin Peay's been Jekyll and Hyde throughout the year in general, and I think there has been some differences between some of the players and the staff. We'll just leave it at that. I won't name any names, but yeah, it makes it very hard to count on Austin Peay. But when they do show up, they play tough. They made that big run to the finals last year, almost got into the NCAAs. They've got, Coach Gibson has his whole like military outfit, and he's been wearing it all year. I'm not sure if that's still working or not. That's questionable. And North Florida, they're just basically live by the three, die by the three. So even if Austin Peay doesn't play their best game, if North Florida's ice cold, they'll probably still survive this. But with all that being said, I'm going to go with the Ospreys.
Yeah, the military uniform. Well, it is a show of support, obviously, for our servicemen. But Austin Peay, from what I understand, where that came from is near a military base, and it is sort of a shout out to them of
It
sorts.
is.
So I kind of like how he does that. Yeah.
Griggs, I want to throw a word for each of you. We're going to do this every time we start a new conference, and we're starting the A Sun, and ask the question, who's going to win this entire conference tournament come Sunday afternoon?
If you're starting with me, I've liked Lipscomb the whole season, and I'm not going to go move away from that now. I will say that it will be fun to see. It's been fun to see North Alabama, a recent transitional team without a whole lot of success and who had a rough few years in recent years, have success this year. And what a spotlight moment it would be for them if they could either win the tournament or, depending on how the bracket plays out with reseeding and whatnot, host the championship game. It would probably be their biggest spotlight moment as a program, at least since moving to D1. But Lipscomb, it feels like they're the best team, and whenever they've lost, they haven't lost to anybody that you didn't feel like they were capable of beating had they played a better game or a normal game. So I'm going to go with Lipscomb, especially with them being at home all the way through.
Dorman, you agree with him?
I do not. I'm going to go with a little bit of an underdog, a plenty big of an underdog here. I'm going to go away from the favorite in Lipscomb, although I do agree with Griggs. They are the best team. They've looked the strongest times. I'm going Queens. I look for them to beat Florida Gulf
Oh.
Coast, and I'm taking a shot on Queens. I think they actually have the personnel and the coaching to get this done.
Well, with your pick, actually, since Queens is ineligible as a transitional team, Lipscomb would end up with the bid in that
Correct.
situation.
Yep. And we've had that happen.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
I believe that Lipscomb was the outright champion, were they not? Or was it a tie with North Alabama?
it goes to, it is a tie,
Okay, well,
but it go
then let me qualify that. Since it was a tie, whichever of those two goes the furthest in the tournament would get the bid. If that is also a tie, Lipscomb would get it as the tiebreaker. It's a weird little thing the ASUN does. So if Queens and Lipscomb are in the finals, it goes to Lipscomb. If Queens and North Alabama are in the finals, it could go to North Alabama. Weird little way
Fascinating.
the ASUN does it. You can see the little note there down in the bottom left corner. Salika, how about you?
I agree with Dorman that the winner of the Florida Gulf Coast Queens game is probably going to end up winning the title. However, I do not agree that Queens will be the team to beat. I do think it will be the Eagles of Florida Gulf Coast right here. And this is not just because I'm looking for additional points in the Jerome, which, by the way, will be starting tomorrow as well as picks get submitted right here. I'm not entirely sold on North Alabama being quite ready. I do think they're going to win their first game in the quarterfinal round, but semifinal round, I do think it's going to be a little harder against a Gulf Coast program that's obviously had a lot of success in this conference.
Yeah, there is reseeding that also between the quarters and the semis. Rocco, what do you think happens in this event?
Yeah, I'm going to take North Alabama to win the event. And part of the reason why is they went 9-0 at home. They're the only team who went undefeated at home. They had a very convincing home court advantage when, of course, they had the big win over Lipscomb, but in a lot of their games. And I'm banking on Lipscomb losing in the semis because they would. There's a decent if Queens does win their first game, they will reseed. Good chance Queens would then go to Lipscomb where they've already won. They could also get Eastern Kentucky in that game as one of the possibilities. I think Eastern Kentucky's really starting to click at this time as well. So that would be two teams, just as an example, that would allow North Alabama to get the championship game at home. If North Alabama ends up having to go to Lipscomb, I might change my tune by that day. But I just like all the momentum they have going. And if Lipscomb can somehow come out of it, which of course they do have the most talent, that gives the league the best chance to win an NCAA tournament game. But I think, I don't know, something tells me this is North Alabama's year.
You know, I'm with Rocco. I like the idea of that Lipscomb
I love
upset
this North Alabama team.
in the semifinals by either Jacksonville, Eastern Kentucky, or Queens, who are the three teams that are most likely to play in the semis. And we may end up with Dorman's Queens North Alabama final, in which case it would actually be a meaningless game because North Alabama would get the bid either way. But of
Oh,
course, they are playing for a title, so they would have to still
yeah.
be there.
Oh, that would kind of suck because you want them to have that game at home and have the storyline be if they win, they're in, which I guess it would be if they win, they're in, but if they lose, they're in too.
On that note, that completes all our previews for tomorrow's games. We've got a couple little other things to do. First of all, we want to update our survival board. You can find it up there. I'm going to start out where we are. Here it is right here, where we are to start championship week. And we have 339 teams eligible to win the NCAA
Woo.
tournament right now. Grinch, by
Yeah.
the time we get to the NCAA tournament, that'll be down to 68 somehow.
68. Yeah. Still 68. Next year it may be 72 or 76, but this year it's 68. And every conference still has a bid. Hopefully it remains that way. I know that if the NCAA is loses control of the championships, not all the conferences will get bids anymore, potentially. But for now, all 339 teams get to keep playing until somebody beats them.
And we have teams in various different colors here, Griggs. You want to tell everybody what this is? You know, it's kind of a
Well,
service we do for the committee, right?
yeah, it is a service for the committee, and it's available to them in the committee room. We have verified that with people at the NCAA. We've asked, "Is there internet in the room?" And they said, "Of course," which means this page is available in the room. And from what I understand, it's the most commonly used resource. It tells them who they need to be locking in. Who gets an invite even if they don't win their conference tournament or even if they lose all the rest of the way, who they need to consider, like a bubble team or a team that's under consideration, and who they shouldn't select unless they win the auto bid.
Okay, so real quick here. If they're in the committee room and they're debating St. John's, this tells them.
You got to select St. John's.
If they're in the
And
committee room and
they know to do that because St. John's is in blue.
if they're in the committee room, they're debating Seton Hall for an at-large bid. That's a mistake, though, because
Yeah,
that's
that's a
going up
mistake.
an
Yeah, you would want to stop doing that immediately. Like,
hour.
and they would see that on the survival board, and then they wouldn't debate Seton Hall anymore.
If one of the committee members suddenly gets up and says, "You know what? What about Bellarmine? They won a couple games late in the season. They're in that ASUN we just discussed. Maybe they should get a bid."
Absolutely not.
They're
Like
not going to look
they're
big.
crossed out. Yeah, I mean that would be ridiculous.
But the team in green, so if they are sitting there and they're debating Baylor, who's a team that is going in the wrong direction right now, we are leaving that up to them. That's in green. Now,
You know,
some of these, a lot of these green teams may turn to blue or black in the next week or so before they get in there. But for now, Baylor is in green. So that
I mean,
means.
for now they can discuss Baylor. We'll allow
Okay.
it.
Okay. On that note, we're done, Griggs. We got one other thing to do here. We have a little feature we're debuting this week for Championship Week Video Notebooks. It is the Hoops HD presents the 15 best trophies in college athletics. And Griggs, locked in the puppet monkey, you've been doing a lot of studying on these. You're going to give us some information on them. But let's go ahead and reveal tonight. This is our first night, the number 15 trophy. How about that?
This is the and this is these are real trophies.
Oh, Sleeka, it's your local trophy, the wagon wheel. There we go. That's a real trophy.
Well, technically, the Battle of the Bricks would be our local trophy with Mother
Okay.
Mahoney in Ohio. I mean, granted, Akron and Kent State, yes, it is in the state, but it's also in the opposite corner from where I am.
Hey, I
The
got Ohio right. Give me a break. Griggs, you got a little stats for us on the wagon wheel?
Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit of history here and just a few tidbits. And this is one of the things that they say that if I do a good job and give accurate information, that maybe they'll let me out. But the first thing, this is given to the winner of the Akron versus Kent State basketball game. They play twice a year. They play up to as many as three times a year. So it could exchange hands up to three times. Their natural rivals up in Northern Ohio. Ohio, as you know, it was admitted to the Union as a state in 1803. It was the 17th state to join the Union, which makes it one of the original 13 colonies during the Revolution. So this rivalry goes way back. There's been indigenous people living in Ohio for 15,000 years, but it was toward the end of the 18th century when French explorers came down from Canada and started to engage the indigenous population. And the most common form of transportation was wagons. And naturally, a heated rivalry started. And at 1820, that's when Akron and Kent State started playing basketball. Some of the indigenous people backed one school, the French explorers backed another one. And the original wagon wheel was left by one of the French explorers, Bob Smith. He came to the game and left it under his seat, if you can believe it. And the two schools have been exchanging trophies ever since they started playing basketball in 1820.
Okay.
Deep, that's good
I didn't know
info.
any of that.
That's
Wow,
good
that is,
info.
yeah, that is great info.
That might explain, a few years ago, we had these two teams play for the MAC title game. And the night before the game, Kent State players dropped a video that completely trashed Akron. They end up getting suspended for the first half, costing themselves the MAC title, giving it to Akron. But it added to the great story of this rivalry.
Great. It says 1820, Griggs told us.
1820, and
That.
it was just the rivalry started between the French and then the indigenous people. Some gravitated toward Kent State as a university, some gravitated toward Akron. So naturally, when they started playing basketball back in 1820, I mean the rivalry just heated up, and it's been hot ever since.
I think we got to get a final thoughts on that note. Sleek, let me start with you. Any other final thoughts as we have completed our first night of Championship Week Video Notebook?
I'm very disappointed in our history student right here. If you're going to bring up the year 1820, you have to bring up the Missouri Compromise. And no, that does not mean Kansas and Missouri when they started. That would be a few decades later.
Do they play for a trophy? Are they one of our trophies?
They might be. We got 14 more to go. Rocco, how about you? Any other thoughts?
Yeah, a happy championship week officially to everybody. We're going to have a lot of great moments and memories. Hopefully these one bid leagues like the A-Sun deliver. I'm sure they will. We will. I don't know if it'll be the Horizon League this year or somebody else, but we'll have four quarterfinal overtime games on the same night, but I can't wait to find out. And just glad to be a part of this on the first night with you guys, and I'll get on here as much as possible.
All right, we look forward to it. Dorman, did you find any more people to interview at the wedding?
No one understands what the A-Sun, Atlantic Sun, they just don't get it. So we are not going to speak to anyone at the wedding.
We got Rocco in a car. We got Dorman at a wedding. Dorman, any other final thoughts?
I wish everyone again a wonderful, wonderful championship week. And people laugh at me when I say this, but it is the best 2 weeks. I love these 2 weeks more than the actual tournament because it shows everybody across America what's going on in all the under the radar schools at their best. And it's just the best. And enjoy the next 2 weeks, everyone. It's an absolute dream.
Greg, you want to finish the show off?
Yes. My final thought is how great is this? And there's a lot of new traffic to the site. And I'm sure there's people that this is their first Hoops Day HD experience.
We're sorry.
Right? And we've got Rocco in his car. We've got Dorman at a meeting. And we've got a puppet giving history lessons about a wagon wheel trophy that, anyway. I would, if this is your first time seeing us, we would love to know your thoughts on what you've experienced tonight.
On top of that, we got
I'm in an Uber for the record, by the way.
Oh, in an Uber.
At least you're not driving.
Oh, with Joe Lenardi, Uber driver. What do you think about the Stetson Central Arkansas game?
I will ask.
Yes. Yes.
On that note, I think we lost Dorman. His wedding party must have called it in. But on behalf of David Dorman, who ran off already, Jason Voorhees, a.k.a. John Stalica, Rocco Miller from the Uber, David Griggs over there. I'm Chad Schor. We're going to be back tomorrow night. We're going to do a combo show tomorrow night with our normal Sunday night bracket rundown, as well as reviewing these A-Sun games and previewing Monday's games. Monday, we're going to do another combo show with our Hoops HD report, and then beginning Tuesday, it'll just be video notebooks from there on out. But thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow night.